Aspiring parents to be the number one influence in the lives of their children. This is the 4 Point Families Podcast.
Hello again, and welcome to the 4 Point Families Podcast. My name is Michael. I'm your host. This podcast is a ministry of 4pointfamilies.com. Go check us out, what our ministry is all about at 4pointfamilies.com, and all that stuff. Also, before we get too far into those things, here's my wife, Melinda, to say hello.
Hello. I'm here too.
I'm here to say hello. We're going to be chatting with you a little bit about ways to maximize your travel time with your kids and to make car time the best time it can be instead of surviving it. To do more than survive when we hang out with our kids. So that's what we're going to be talking about. But first, I want to invite you to check out becausefamily.org. Go there and you can support our ministry at $5 a month through the Give 5 program we're running there. You can also submit a story about your family and what you've done because family, great things that you've done to be better at being a mom or a dad or a child if it was for your parents. Whatever it is, the story that you want to tell at becausefamily.org. Go there and do that. Also, if you want to just support the podcast and just help us get some better equipment and some things like that, you can do that at Patreon, patreon.com/4pointfamilies. And there you can support us. I want to thank James Kinnison, who's our supporter there. He's our only Patreon, or patron is what they call him, our only patron supporting us so far at $5 a month. Thank you. A few of those months and we'll be able to do the first thing of our goal, get some a boom stand for our microphone. So thanks for supporting us on that. And you can go to, like I said, patreon.com/4pointfamilies to do that. Well, Melinda, tell everybody about the idea for this episode, where it came from, and what we're doing here.
Sure. This started back in September when we were getting ready to go to Oklahoma on our trip for 10 days there. And we kind of were preparing for the trip and thinking about ways to, like Michael said earlier, maximize our time and not just survive the trip. We wanted the travel time to be a part of the trip and not just, okay, let's get there and then, you know, we'll figure out the rest then. But we really wanted to take advantage of that time that we had together, all of us in the same vehicle, and nobody could get away from each other. So,
yeah, and that's this, you know, with holidays coming up, and you know, Thanksgiving is in a few days. As this episode's coming out, we wanted to kind of pair it with that coming to encourage people to take advantage of these times that they're going to be traveling for the holidays, to spend some time with your kids and make the trip a part of, make the drive time part of the trip and part of the adventure. And as we announced a few weeks ago, that's going to kind of be our lifestyle soon, is the adventure, the journey being part of the adventure, but part of the fun. But, you know, we want to encourage people to do that in whatever opportunities they have. So we've just put a list of, I think, 7.5 things, I think, yeah, is what it ends up being. 7.5 things to kind of encourage us or inspire us, some ideas on how to maximize this travel time. So go ahead. What's number one?
All right. Number one is make a master packing list and start packing early so you can let them help. This one can be hard.
I bet.
Because for me, I often want to just get things done and not let little people help me, because I get in a groove and they kind of throw off your groove a little bit. But I started a long time ago when we just had Jason and maybe Jason and Olivia, I don't know. But on the computer, I made a list of all the things that we would need for the trip, for all trips, actually, any kind of trip that we would ever take, really. And because I was tired of writing it down every time we had to go somewhere. So I made a master packing list and I saved it on the computer. So every time we were going to go somewhere, I could just print it off and check everything off. And that saved me the trouble of trying to remember because I am notorious for feeling like I've forgotten something. And I do so much better if I've got that list and I know, okay, I have checked everything off and I have not forgotten anything. However, our trip in September, I checked everything off. Like I, you know, everything was good. We walked out the door, we left and left our pillows. And that was one of the worst things that we could have ever done.
Forgot about that.
But normally it works out better. So there are times when it doesn't work out, but it didn't have anything to do with the kids. It was all, you know, my own comfort because they had their cool travel pillows that I made them. But
how did letting them help work out? Like, how did that part?
Yeah, they were able to get their toys and stuff. Like, they could help with some of the stuff that they were wanting to bring instead of, like, waiting till right before and then they're like, I want to bring this and this and this.
Yeah, whatever
this,
they're playing with at that moment, yeah. They think that's what they want to take on the
trip. But we were able to kind of work through some of that a little bit more. They told me certain clothes that they wanted to for sure bring. Awesome. So we could make sure that those were in their bags and stuff like that. And I kind of had to repack later, but I let them put stuff into the suitcase.
Cool.
Yeah. But they felt like they were a part of the packing process a little bit more.
That's good. Number two, I'll read number two. This is my favorite one, I think. It says, get books or dramatization on CD or MP3s before you leave. You can get them from the library. You can download them online. You can buy the CDs. We had Adventures in Odyssey. Mm-hmm. Our kids also like Dan and Louie. Mm-hmm. Good Bible things to not only keep them entertained and busy while you're driving, because if they have something like that to listen to, stories that they haven't heard or whatever, it keeps them chill and calmed. It doesn't, not only does that, but the ones we've selected are Bible stories and they're things that teach them good lessons, and so that helps too. But your library will let you check out things a lot of times that are CDs, mm-hmm. books on CD, or they'll even, our library now has audiobooks online that I can download 5 at a time to check out if I want to. And I've been reading books, the e-books that they let you download now, too. I've been going through all the Star Wars novels like a nerd, but it's mm-hmm. awesome. And you can do that for your trips as well and check it out for the amount of time you're going to be gone. I think the one that our library uses lets me check things out for 21 days at a time, and you have 4 recheckouts that you can do. So
that's great.
It would be great depending
on how long your trip is. There's a good chance you could
If you download it digitally or you borrow it digitally, then you're just returning it digitally, and it's not like you got to be back home.
You don't have to be home.
Right. So do that, and it's really helpful. And our kids, we just have Adventures in Odyssey in the car all the time. Yeah.
And this is something from my own childhood. I listened to Adventures in Odyssey on every trip. Every year a new one would come out, and we would get that before our Christmas trip up to Wisconsin, and it's like a 13-hour drive or whatever, and so we'd listen to it the whole way there. And there were times, though, that we would get there and we'd still have like 30 minutes left or less, maybe 10 minutes in on the episode, and we would sit in the driveway. We'd been in the car for like 13, 14 hours, and we would stay in the car in the driveway for the last 10 minutes of the adventure, because we wanted to listen to it because it was a brand new one.
Wanted to hear
one.
The end of the story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. We bought some brand new ones before we went on that trip to Oklahoma so that the kids would have something they could listen to they hadn't heard before. And it helps me too, because I don't want to hear – I hear the same stories of Adventures in Odyssey over and over and over again, and they're all good. Don't get me wrong. It's just – on a trip like that, hearing that set of CDs over and over again, it's a lot.
The beautiful thing about Adventures in Odyssey, though, is that they've got like 50 some odd albums now.
Right.
So you could go around the world, I think. Probably. I don't even know. You could probably go around the world and listen to, you know, enough of those. So even if you have a really long drive, there are enough adventures.
Yeah, and if your kids are older, get like a Ted Decker book or something that's suspenseful and fun and exciting to listen to.
Well, like this summer when I went with my mom and grandma up to Minnesota, we listened to Corrie Ten Boom's The Hiding Place.
Sure.
So even, you know, there's things out there that will appeal to whatever group that right. you're with. And, you know, get something, if you can plan it out, get something that's the right amount of time, but maybe a little bit less so for the talking and stuff right. like that. Because right. it's hard when you do have, like, a 10-hour book or something and you're only going 8 hours. It's kind of...
Yeah.
Like, oh, I want to finish. At least that would be me, anyway.
Go ahead. What's number three?
Number three is just having some conversation starters. You can look up online for ideas or just think up your own and just maybe have some cards or something in the car. And this could you could have this even just on regular little trips around town if you wanted to just have a way to bring up a conversation with your kids. And maybe switch places with your older kids to have conversations. Those that don't have to be in the back seat, in the car seats and stuff like that. If you've got older ones, you know, maybe mom sits in the back and kid can sit up in the front and chat with dad or,
yeah.
or like the last time I sat back in the back because of the baby a little bit. I kind of went back and forth between the front seat. It wasn't necessarily switching places with a kid, but I would be between Alton and Brenna just, she'd grab my arm and think it was the best thing that I was sitting next to her. And, you know, we'd play a little bit. And that can be a really cool thing for your kids because I don't remember my mom ever giving up the front seat right. for any of us growing up. So right. Not that that's anything against her. It's just, you know, I think it would have been really cool.
Been a cool thing to be like, whoa, I get to sit up there with dad and talk. Yeah. And along those lines, too, I think you should have designated no headphones times.
Oh, yeah.
Where, for older kids. You know, some of the older kids, they're going to want to listen to their stuff. And that's whatever, you know. Next week's iTunes top five, so listen to that and make sure you know what's on their iTunes. But, you know, they're going to want to listen to stuff. But have some time set aside and you say, listen, until the next stop, take out headphones. We're just going to hang out. We're going to be a family. We're going to talk. It drives me nuts. And even around town I see this. I see all the time what looks like a mom and a young teenage son or daughter sitting in this front seat next to them. And the kid's got the big old headphones on now.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, mom or dad, you are completely losing an opportunity right now to invest in your son or your daughter and have a conversation with this kid because you're just letting him sit there and listen to whatever, you know, and you're literally trading that influence over.
Yeah.
That are being influenced by whatever they're listening to instead of you talking with them.
And it's really easy as a parent to, if they're quiet, you could just like, right. oh, you just... enjoy the silence.
Yeah, turn off the DVD player. Turn off the iPad for a little bit and make it about time together.
Yeah.
You know, that's the iPad lets you survive your trips. The DVD player lets you survive your trips. And that's sometimes what you need. There'll come a time in a 13-hour trip where you're going to need to turn yeah. on the iPad and let them play a game or do whatever. Especially the trip home, you know. But make sure that the majority of the time... you're maximizing it. You're not just surviving. That's what this episode's all about, is encouraging people to do this. Number four is one of my favorites. It's a card dance party. And we started doing this when we were kind of touring the West over there last winter. And we would just, all of a sudden, I would crank music up and we would flash the lights in the van and the kids would dance. And if you go to our YouTube channel, you can see some footage of that in the series we did while we were on that trip. But... We did a dance party in the car, and they just, you know, I like to move it, and we just all shook.
The
big thing
at the time was, what does the fox say?
That
was our jam.
So we would all shake our booties as much as we can sitting in the car seats. They stayed buckled in. They stayed, you know, safe, but they would shake it, and they'd dance, and it got everybody moving. It got everybody, you know, when they were grumpy or stuff or something, we would just do a dance party because it would get people, get them moving, get them excited again, and get them laughing, and... I would act like the biggest idiot I could and just act stupid so that they'd laugh at me and distract them from the ride. And it was really helpful. I really enjoyed the car dance parties.
So that might be something that you need to prepare for, because you never know what kind of radio.
Sure.
You know, inevitably you're going to turn on the radio. It's going to be commercials for 20 minutes.
Right.
So I would suggest having some kind of MP3 device of some sort to have your approved dance party mix on there.
Yeah, we use Spotify, so we've got a kids move playlist on Spotify that they listen to, and we play for when it's dance party time in the house or on the. And I love to DJ. It's my favorite thing. I love DJing for their dance parties. It's awesome.
We mentioned this. Number five is video documentation, even in the car. Sometimes it's fun for the kids to document it. Jason, in that trip in January, he had just gotten a old-fashioned camera, what he calls it, the kind that doesn't have a phone in it. He had gotten
one of those
old-school
cameras.
Yeah, old-school camera. He got one for his birthday, and he was really excited about it, and he used it in the car. And he was videoing in the car, and he was having so much fun to do that. And you can have some really fun things. Yeah. We saw later some things that we hadn't noticed or hadn't seen during that trip that he had documented on the video.
Yeah.
And you can have some really fun memories.
It was fun
because
he would video something and talk and narrate for it. And it was just fun to hear his 6-year-old, what was going through his 6-year-old mind about whatever he's videoing. And it was really neat. I liked it.
Yeah.
So you'd be surprised what kind of cool, fun stuff you'll get into or hear when you let your kids do that kind of thing. And then I enjoy documenting it too.
Yeah.
You know, we turned it into a vlog series for the YouTube channel, but I would just kind of catch some fun moments. And we're really big on, though, allowing most moments that we have and most things to be in the moment and enjoy that and experience that. We don't always have to capture everything and share it. So that's why you won't typically see pictures of our meals and things like that online. But
unless it was really good.
Yeah. No, then it's too late. If we know it's really good, it's gone.
If it looks.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. We don't usually do that anymore.
Not anymore. But because then we'd be posting everything I make, because everything I make looks delicious.
Yeah.
But we don't post a lot of stuff, so it's fun to get and intentionally document different parts of a trip and tell a story of our journey, tell the story of our trip together as a family. And, you know, we did it to post online for information about ministry and that kind of stuff. Some, and you may not have that, but you can keep it for yourselves. I mean, it's like the old fashioned slideshows you would do when you were
come home from vacation and you have an hour long slideshow and the kids are like, oh, this is boring. Yeah.
Instead, make a little video documentary of it and
relate your kid. They probably know how to do it.
They probably know how. They can edit it for you.
It.
Most likely. Yeah, that was a really fun way to do it. We enjoyed that. Number six is good healthy snacks with a special treat thrown in. Bring a picnic lunch and stop at a rest stop. Here's the thing. The truth about trips is you're always hungry in the car.
Yep.
You're always hungry. I don't understand. I can eat
2 minutes down the road
and eat and eat. And it's not just the kids, you know, it's me too.
Yeah.
I love to snack in the car and that kind of stuff. And the last trip we did it way better than we ever have.
Yeah.
The last one we took, I guess it was St. Louis, me and you went.
Oh.
Because you got the little pretzel things and that kind of stuff. And it was just, I had my chocolate sweet tooth craving thing covered. I had my,
everything
was covered.
Why is because you stop at a gas station and then everybody wants to buy all the crud.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the trip, you're like, oh, I feel disgusting because all I've eaten is crappy gas station food.
Yeah.
So if you intentionally bring enough good healthy snacks with good healthy treats, because it's inevitable you want some kind of treat type of thing when you're traveling, but if you don't bring anything like that, you're going to be tempted to get those powdered donuts.
Sure.
But
ooh, don't say powdered donuts. I'm
hungry. If you bring something then that you know and is approved, and you know some people don't care and they're like, yeah, bring on the gas station stuff, but you know, if you're a family out there that really cares about what you eat and how your body feels at the end of a trip, you know, it's important. Plus, don't allow yourself to get hangry during a trip.
Yeah, you can't get hangry during a trip. It's bad news to get hangry. We did that on our trip home from Oklahoma.
Oh, it was the worst.
It was terrible. We finally just like parked at this gas station and ate out at the, basically picnicked in the car.
We had like meat and cheese, and so we
bought bread.
We bought bread and
at the gas station ate sandwiches.
And ate sandwiches.
I was like, can we just buy these burritos?
Yeah. But that was not good because, like, it was one thing after another. Like, kids needed to go to the bathroom and Alton needed to eat.
And we left, and 10 minutes later, they needed to go to the bathroom again.
Yeah, and that was really hard when we were hungry. So this is another reason. It's not just so you won't be tempted to buy food at the gas station. It's so that no matter where you are, in the middle of nowhere.
You can not be hangry.
You can eat and not be hangry. And there are some people that need to eat a real meal, because for me, I'm like, okay, we'll snack the whole way and we'll get there and we're good. But we learned that Michael has to have some kind of more well-rounded meal to really fully get through the trip. The snacking just doesn't cut it.
The snacking's fun, but it doesn't fill me up. My metabolism runs too fast for that, or something. Yeah.
So, and this is something I'll admit, my parents used to bring food on trips and hated it.
Yeah, because you want to eat at the
restaurants. I wanted to eat at the restaurants and stuff, but now as a parent I understand they didn't do that because for one they didn't have the money to do that, and for two it's so much easier to just stop whenever, wherever. You don't have to find a good place to stop and eat. You can eat wherever. You can stop on the side of the road if necessary. You can stop at a rest stop or not stop at all. You can just eat along
divvy
the
it
way.
Out and eat. Yeah.
There's some really cool rest stops around the country. So you might stop.
With
we
playgrounds
stopped at one
and
that
stuff.
Had a playground.
Yeah, the kids got to release their wiggles and.
Yeah. So give yourself that time and.
And that leads you to the next one.
Give yourself plenty of time to get there, so you aren't stressed. Make the journey part of the trip. If you have 6 hours to get somewhere and it's a 5-hour and 45-minute trip, you're probably cutting it close.
Yeah, and you're going to be stressed out. You're going to be
freaking out
annoyed.
Trying to get there on time.
Right.
But if you're like, you know, let's leave a decent hour. We don't really have to be – either you don't have to be there at any particular time.
You know, plan to be there the day before. You have to be there for something. You know, with us, it's just, there's often a meeting or a service or something like that. So it's like, okay, let's leave the day before we have to be there. Give ourselves – even if we don't show up until it's bedtime that day, it's fine. We just wake up the next morning and we go. We're not that late. Mm-hmm. But we don't push it to where – well, I got a meeting at 3 and we have – That's in 4 hours, and this is a 6-hour trip. We got to book it.
Especially,
you know,
with little kids. Like, you might be able to get
That's
away with it
not
a little
smart.
Bit more. It's just, it's not.
It's just
not
a stupid
smart.
Move.
But you don't allow yourself time to enjoy it. If the kids are going crazy and you're just trying to get there, you can't take the time to stop and let them get their wiggles out if they need it or something like that. Because, you know, you're thinking about the deadline, and they're not. They don't care.
No. They're wanting to enjoy themselves. Yeah. They're wanting to see something cool or eat something new or somewhere new or, you know, listen to something new or have play a new game in the car or do something novelty about the trip. And if it's business for us, it's often business. We got to travel to raise funds for our ministry, and so. If we're doing that but not taking time to make it memorable for the kids, we're doing them a disservice.
Yeah.
And it's not fun.
And potty stops are inevitable.
Right.
And I love my dad, but he wanted to push he wanted to go as far as he possibly could before the next stop. So honestly, most of my trips I just remember needing to pee the whole time.
Yeah.
Like
me too.
All the time.
I remember you need to stretch your bladder. My dad used to say that. Sit and it'll stretch your bladder. It'll be good for you.
I said that.
I don't think that happens. I don't think that's a real thing. Our kids are the most blessed kids, though, because between you and me,
we have to go potty before them.
We're like, okay, kids, it's potty time. We don't have to go. You're going to go.
You are going.
You're
going
to try because they've got us, you know. So anyway.
And kids, it's hard when your kids, most of the time, you're like, go potty. If you need to go potty, you need to go right now. You need to stop and go right away. Flush and wash and be on your way.
Thanks, Daniel
but
Tiger.
In the car, we're like, no, you're going to hold it and you're going to wait.
Wait, I never hold
it. They're like, I don't know how.
Holding it leads to wetting myself.
Yeah. Speaking and then you've got kids going,
I got to take our daughter to the bathroom.
Yes, you do.
I already missed my deadline again.
Oh, no. I hope she's not crying yet.
True.
Anyway.
We just got rid of the nighttime pull-ups, so it's
a process.
It's on us now for the next few months. 7.5 is check out our Pinterest board and other Pinterest boards because you can find tips and ideas and stuff. Our Pinterest is 4-Point Families on Pinterest. I believe it's pinterest.com/user/4-Point Families, I think is how that works.
I don't know. You can search
Just search 4-Point Families on Pinterest and we'll be there. But
and hopefully before this is posted, we'll actually put some of those things that we needed to and actually pin them on
our board.
I
thought you'd been doing that. You're in charge of Pinterest.
I am now.
I just made that decision just now. I talked to the board about it. That's me.
Oh, okay.
And that's what's happening. But so take trips with your kids. Go places. Ride in the car, you know, and take advantage of that time. That's the thing is don't survive these road trips. Use them. My family has something that we always talk about when somebody's got to be driven to the airport or something like that has to happen, or even just going to the store. We're like, oh, I'll go with you. We need some car time. We always say that. We need car time. I love car time. Because my family, it's just kind of this thing that being together in the car lets you be able to sit in close quarters, talk with each other, get to know each other better, update each other on what's going on in your lives. And we value that time. That's why I ride to Sonic with my grandpa when we're in town where he is. There's Sonic runs every night. You know, it's a thing to go with granddaddy to Sonic because that's car time, you know.
And well, it's time where you're in the same place and you're there together. Nobody can leave. And it's good times. And there can be some really good talks and discussions
definitely
during that time.
Definitely. So we want to know what kind of stuff you do on trips that make it special and awesome. So please email us at 4pointfamilies@gmail.com. Send us an email. Tell us stuff you do to make your trips awesome, ways you make your kids or help your kids enjoy it, and the ways that you do more than survive it. Because as parents in total, everything we do as parents, we've got to do more than just make it through. We got to do more than just survive. Our kids,
intentionally.
Yeah, our kids are depending on us to raise them in the way that they should go and teach them what it means to serve God and to enjoy life and enjoy each other. And so how do you do that? What are some of the things you do? Email us or shoot us a message on Facebook or on Twitter. We are on Twitter, too, the number 4-Point Families. I just forget about Twitter now.
I know.
Yeah.
It's such a teenager thing now.
I don't know what it is.
It's switched.
I guess
we were
so.
Youth pastors, they're like, what's Twitter?
Right.
I don't even know.
Now it's switched.
Now it's...
It's all Instagram and Snapchat, but anyway, that's a different episode. But thanks for listening, and thank you, honey, for recording.
No problem.
Tonight. And check out becausefamily.org. We're still doing that. We're still really excited about that. If you haven't watched our video, please do so, and you can see what becausefamily.org is all about, the read, give five, respond, and share the Because Family message.
And hashtag.
And hashtag Because Family.
Because Family.
Tell us a story on Twitter, on Facebook. We're following that hashtag. We'll be soon following that hashtag to see what kind of things people do Because Family and making that a part of the website as well. So thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on the 4-Point Families podcast. God bless you. Bye.
Bye.
For more information about the ministry and how you can support our work for parents and families, visit 4pointfamilies.com. Thanks for listening.